real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
Bumping, we're live on Facebook. It's working. So we were just talking about, I just named the stream Overcoming Obstacles because that's pretty much the name of our friendship and our professional, you know, business relationship and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's a hard road with what you do and with what I do, and entrepreneurship and music and marketing and real estate and all these things, all these people are merging these days.
That's right.
More than ever. Like, you know, I played that event with Grant Cardone at the Mandalay Bay. And I mean, he's a real estate guy. And because of that, I got in with a bunch of real estate people. I'm not even a real estate person. I'm just a songwriter and a digital marketer and now a podcast host with a bunch of my friends. And it's just incredible. And so, obstacles are always going to be there. We just tried this restream thing so we could be on like 10 different platforms and it like didn't connect. So we just went straight back to Facebook. I still think our intro is pretty advanced.
Yeah, I think it's crushing it, man. You know, I got one of the best in the business doing that for me. So
I love it. I love it. So Craig, tell the people what you do and, tell them about, you know, the last few months and the deals that you've been closing in Nashville. And word on the street is there's a possible event coming as well. So,
yeah, absolutely, brother. Just a real estate investor here in Nashville, Tennessee. I've got about 18 years of business experience behind me. About 15 of that was in the construction field. And then just through some relationships, kind of got introduced into doing some assignments and wholesales, which is, you know, we get off market properties under contract. We build relationships with investors and we supply discounted rate, you know, for the property for an entrance, whether it's a rental, flip, developments, you name it. And, you know, just building that out, looking to scale some stuff with that. We've got an app we're working on. For easy use, also some plugins for private investing type things, and then you know, just looking to scale that some additional markets. And then we've got a nonprofit rehab in the streets that's going to be linked in, helping some juvenile detention scenarios to partner and help some young men that we feel like we can touch some lives. And if we can do that, then, you know, everything makes sense.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And like we were just talking about, I mean, dude, you've touched my life a lot in the last few months. I've had some highs and, you know, some devastating lows, and that's all part of the game. And I mean, it's a roller coaster.
Absolutely, brother. You just got to push your hands up and go.
And, right. I mean, a couple, I don't know, a week ago, everybody saw me with this fancy stage and this fancy facility, and I'm back in the Wi-Fi cafe at the apartment complex. And there's some reasons about that. And, you know, I'll announce those reasons moving forward. It's no hard feelings. It's just business.
Absolutely,
but,
man.
You know, it's just, this is what I need to do for me and for my business and for my clients to be the most successful they can possibly be. And like I said, it's just business. If that means I got to run shows out of the Wi-Fi cafe for the time being, then that's what I got to do. And it's never pretty, man. Somebody asked me the other day how I could describe my entrepreneur career in like two words. I said, Rocky III.
Absolutely, brother. You got to just keep stepping in the ring.
King of the world. Going yep. into that
yes,
fight
sir.
And just gets his, he gets his block knocked off, plain and simple. I mean, it's, everybody loses these days. And I think that celebrating those failures is the best way to get better.
Absolutely.
It's not always about winning. I mean, I've won some incredible wins and it's all part of the game.
Yeah, it ties right into, you know, what you wanted to, what we named the podcast here. It's obstacles are not going away. And from my experience, brother, the more we embrace the process and just kind of understand that, you know, it's not about perfection. I think that's when, you know, me as a younger entrepreneur, I looked for that perfection in all aspects. And then if there wasn't the perfection, then I felt like that I completely failed, or just, you know, maybe even wasn't going to be able to be successful, things like that. And it's the furthest thing from the truth, because those exact, those obstacles are nothing but moments of continued growth. And, you know, it's a matter of kind of stepping back and then seeing kind of the algorithm of the process over time. And then you really kind of can appreciate, no matter where we're at in the process, how far we've came. And, you know, when you see that, I mean, that's rewarding in itself. And it kind of gives you that fuel to understand where you're at. And then also it kind of brings in a little bit of self growth and responsibility, so that we can kind of understand how to make better steps moving forward, you know, at the same time.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Because,
sorry, brother.
You know, oh, you're good. Because like you said, I think that's, man, it's like perfection would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it would. But...
yeah, it's like practice. What's that? I listen to all the motivational speakers. I mean, it's no surprise to anybody. I like to quote those guys because a lot of the things they say is true. Some of it's cliche, but the cliches are true. Eric Thomas is like, you know, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes permanent.
That's right.
You know, the results are permanent. The losses are permanent. No matter how hard you practice, you're going to take losses.
Yeah, absolutely. It just, like I said, that's the main part that you pull out of that is the strength after taking so many steps.
Right.
Taking so many chances, and kind of, you still have that fear, but it becomes more of a healthy fear. And then that it actually starts to come together and act like a roadmap that, you know, at least gives you somewhat of a direction of kind of, okay, I've been there before, and I'm going to make this choice this time.
You can make adjustments. And again, I don't think this gets covered enough on the podcast, especially the ones I listen to, because it's a lot of, you know, guys that are in a rhythm of winning all the time. And, and it's tough for people to go back and look at the 10 years or the 15 years or the 20 years ago. You know, where was Andy Frisella? I mean, he was sleeping on the back of his, of the couch in the first retail store that they had. I mean, I'm from St. Louis. I know how hard it is to make it in that area. It's extremely hard.
And, absolutely.
Those guys, it took 15, 20 years, I'm sure, for him to get where he's posting Lamborghini pictures. And people don't understand that's why he's making that post.
Yeah.
Because of the obstacles that he overcame to get in that car.
Absolutely. I believe
that's the lesson.
I could be incorrect, but I want to say, and not to, I highly respect his walk and where he's been. I mean, I actually, you know, utilize the First Form products, some of the multivitamins, stuff like
good.
That. But I think he says something like he made like a max of $600-700 a year, even in his ninth and 10th year.
I read that too.
You know,
zero
profit.
Dollar sales days.
Yep. Yes, sir, man. It's, you know, it really comes down to, I think when we start out, we think success is a perfected process, which to an extent, there's some value and fact to that. But success has a really large main ingredient to me, which is just consistency and grit. The ability to literally fall on your fucking face.
Yep.
And get back up and say, you know, what did I do wrong? How can I correct this to be accountable?
And bring on some more.
Yeah. Like, give me some more. That's right.
That's part of it too, is it's just like, man, some people get hit real hard and they can't come back, and that's okay. I mean, some of this shit's not for everybody. I've had my days even recently where I was like, man, I don't even know if I even want to do this anymore. Maybe I should just burn my guitars and just get a computer engineering job, making a whole bunch of money. And
not if I can help it.
And then like 10 minutes later, I was like, 10 seconds later, I was like, nah,
I'm back. I didn't came too far. It, you know, it just goes back to that story I was telling you, you know, 20 minutes ago on that call. It just, you know, there was a time 2 years ago, I went, you know, 3-4 months without a check. We had a large deal. It was a 12 build, downtown Nashville. Also Airbnb eligible. It was a great opportunity. It was a bank buyer. Everything was approved. It was cleared, ready to go. The agent from on the buy side, called me the day before closing, you know, like I said, 4 months, no check. It's December 11th. Here comes Christmas. Santa Claus is coming. I got three little girls. You know, no matter what, we're supposed to close. She calls me the day before. Hey, just checking, you know, we're at the bank. We're putting the money in the CD for closing. Just letting you know we're ready to go. Can you call and just verify electric, water, and gas and all the utilities are off? Yeah, no problem. The next day, 9:30 in the morning, I get a call from the agent. Here's one of the minions now. And
hey, what's up?
Yeah. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Come here.
Can I send you out?
Sure. Come on. You're gonna have to listen to Demity for a minute. Listen to his talk. Okay. They call 9:30 the next morning and basically, oh, we've got a major problem. So I'm like, okay. And she proceeds to tell me that basically that bank had, during the process of the offer, had also been in acquisition by a larger bank. A larger bank was in acquisitions to buy them out. In the process, from the time that they actually pre-approved the loan and everything, we go to close, and the bigger bank said, oh, we're not moving forward with any forward acquisitions until we understand the books and the numbers, so we're actually out. At that point, I pretty much thought, you know, here I am, 4 months, no check, you know, nothing's going to be okay. It's Christmas. It's pretty rough. And, you know, just stay persistent, stay pushing through that. We found another lender and, we were able to get that done. Of course, January 21st. And then from the 21st, to the 31st, you know, I was able to clear that close and then another. So,
right. So you were going to put a combo together there at the end. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. It's just, you got to have that grit, man. It's all about grit and learning yourself, because really that's the beauty of business. To me, I started out in business to, change my life. Right. But in a monetary fashion. And little did I know that the business was going to change me, except for it was everything on the inside.
Right. Because it's a people business. Everything is a people business. We were talking about that too. Anything I've ever done successfully was based around people. People
Absolutely.
That supported me, people that believed in me. We've talked about that. I've never made over $100,000 in a year or millions of dollars in a year. That was never really my goal. My goal was experiences.
Yep.
Doing
I can respect
things that.
That
are practically impossible. There's a lot of people who have made millions and millions and millions of dollars. There's like 80 people who have played 10X Growth Con.
That's okay, Dan. They're not all named. They're not all named Pat Hilton, brother.
So it just depends on what your goal is.
Right.
It completely depends on what your goal is. I think it's awesome when people make lots of money and help lots of people, and that's great. I think it's incredible.
Yep.
But that's not everything.
Yep. No, it's not. Experiences is where it's really at, man. That's when exactly what you said. Like started out seeking it for the monetary value and the things that I learned internal and inside of me, it's about the surroundings I can create and the blessings that I can also, you know, the vehicle I can be used as for others. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So and can
with the real estate game, the thing that I think is so cool about it is that you guys are literally finding people homes and places to live, and that's a market that never goes away. People are always going to need somewhere to live.
Absolutely.
It's probably the most important thing in the world.
Yeah, I definitely count myself blessed to even fall in. Like I said, I had 15 years in construction. Was a very small guy, started out in the trailer park. And, you know, and it honestly, I didn't think, you know, I think we touched on this the last time, but real estate wasn't for a guy like me. It was for the guys with the suits and the ties. But I count myself highly blessed to just be able to kind of be in this realm and be in an environment where I can get to touch those experiences, just like what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And it's amazing. I've been able to learn from so many real estate people. Cause like I said, I mean, I'm not a realtor or an investor, but
you know, I
position myself around people to get that education. So I don't make certain mistakes that other people made because they're steering me in the right direction. And I can steer people in the right direction when it comes to production and all these other things that I've done. I can tell you about 99 ways to not make money doing production stuff.
Yeah, that's value, brother.
It is.
We're gonna build this together, and with
And that's the key too. Is it's all about, like we talked about, it's about a relationship. You know, there's a lot of people who set up interviews and podcasts and stuff for people, and it's like, man, I want to be in the mix. Like I want to help carry the brand and carry the show and, you know, be a voice. And it's really cool. We already got people on here. Cole Newton just said, you know, y'all are inspiring. And it's just like, this is only the beginning. We've fought so hard behind the scenes. You guys haven't even seen it. We did one show in like January or something, and every obstacle that could possibly get in our way has struck since then. And it's like, here we are a few months later, we're doing it. And this is all going to be on iTunes, and we're going to be live again on Thursday, and we're going to continue to push forward and, you know, bring people some value. Cause it's like, if you're looking at these two guys on the screen and you're sitting at home, who knows where you are? Like if this doesn't show you that it's possible, then I don't know what does.
That's right.
That's why we called this Overcoming Obstacles. I mean, we could have called it Winning and just sat here and talk about everything that we did right and sugarcoat the whole thing and sell people this vision of it's going to be easy and you're going to eat, you know, candy canes and dance with reindeers and it's going to be simple during Christmas. But as you just heard, it's like you waited 3 or 4 months for a paycheck. Then the bank that was giving you the loan closed. I mean, it's just like,
wow.
You can't control that.
I had a pretty big, I had a pretty good engagement on that post. I put the whole deal out there just, you know, because I've got a lot of folks that are much more experienced than I am and just getting their insight. And they're like, dude, this is a once in a life. At least they say, hey, you got it past you now. You know, it won't happen again. I'm like, man, if it can happen, it's going to happen. But,
right,
you know, it just builds that character, brother. But just so you know, I mean, people like Corey and myself and Ty, and there's going to be, you know, you're bridging relationships all around. And we highly respect what you're doing. We appreciate your trade and we appreciate, you know, you dedicating the effort to help us brand and build and grow at the same time, brother. So this is a family affair right here.
It is a family affair. And I was talking to Corey about that earlier. It's like, you know, you build things from the ground up and it's about trust and it's about relationships. And any, you know, true successful real deal guru, like the Uncle G Grant Cardones will tell you, I mean, every single thing that he did was built off relationships.
Yep. Absolutely.
Every single sale, every single marketing campaign, every single success story was built off of relationships, talking, getting to know people, getting to know people's strengths and weaknesses and offering them a solution to help them win.
That's right. Well, it's just like that 4 month spread, you know, it's like, you have to consistently do the right thing, right? So you can sit and you're going to fall short. I've made mistakes. I did things I'm not proud of, but you push for that persistence and that commitment and, you know, just being accountable to the people that I interact with. And absolutely, what that does is over time, it shortens that gap, right? So then I don't have 2 months. Now I'm closing every 45 days. Now I'm closing every 30. Now I'm closing every, 21. It just keeps impacting, but it takes a lot of effort, a lot of time. People do not spend money in real estate with people they don't, trust their judgment. I mean, they're investing sometimes their savings, their IRAs, different things,
everything
to grow and prosper. And, you know, they want to win and high five you on the other side. It's not just about the sale and that's it. I actually keep a very open relationship always moving forward and really kind of learn how can I do this better? How can I be more of an asset to you? How can I cut back some of my profits, on my deal in order to kind of make it more fluid for you as you're dumping in all this development money or whatever. It's just all about people, like you said. And man, my life has always turned around every time I give myself away and actually have an open ear to see what others, care about, what's going on.
Totally. Totally. And it's, And when it doesn't come back, it's okay. You pick up and you learn from there.
That's okay. That creates just as much character as the positives. I actually more. It gives me insight on how to move a little bit quicker, a little bit smoother, just how to make better decisions for everybody's future involved, not just mine.
I love it.
That's when I've done the most damage, is when I only look at what I can benefit. Like, how can I gain from this? And then I look back and it's always a pile back there I've got to clean up and
right.
Look at from a different angle and definitely grow, because it hurts, man. You know, any of those spurts or spreads where, some other people may have a steady income, like you jumped out, you're depending on things to perform. And so we have to be accountable, and men that are accountable so that those performances happen on time.
Absolutely. And it's like, even today we were dealing with this. With this software, I love the software I use, by the way. It's called Ecamm Live. And I've never had a problem with this software ever until today. There was some call recorder issue that didn't match up with the Skype version that I have. And so it was just freezing up my whole system. And it goes back to providing great service. I hit up the developer and I'm like, listen, dude, we got a problem here. I got a client here we got two shows to do this week. And this is blowing my whole afternoon. Not only that, it's blowing his time and it's blowing our show.
That's all right.
We got to get this fixed. And the guy got on Skype here with me and fixed the issue, refunded a payment that I had made. And it's right there. I mean, dude, the guy did the same thing we did. He overcame the obstacle of a tough situation for a customer and fixed it. And now we're doing our show tonight.
Yeah, now we have.
So I think that says something about the software that I choose to use and the people that run it. Ecamm is a great system. If you're somebody that wants to do something similar to what we're doing, I mean, it's a very good way to go about it. There's BeLive and there's Zoom and there's a bunch of other solutions, but there's a reason why I use this one. And I think that confirmed it today, because that guy took responsibility for it and fixed it.
I got to listen to my production guy.
Well,
I'm all like, what about anything else? You're like, dude, trust me. I got to do it.
All those solutions are probably very similar to this, but, right. This is personally what I choose to use just because Skype calls are really, really, they sound really good.
Right.
So I'm able to get a better sound off it, in my opinion. There's shit that happens. And it
every day, brother.
It was an obstacle for those guys, because I posted on their forum like, yo, what's going on? And you know me, all the comments started lining up.
Well,
and this guy hopped on and he fixed it and he handled it. And now it's working great. So, bing, bang, boom.
That's what it's about, brother. Just getting to the other side. And, you know, that's exactly the model we want to represent. You know what I mean? It's totally. Like my post, right? You know, it doesn't really matter on the scale of the people that it impacts or it touches in a positive manner, then that absolutely matters. And that's the whole reason that I spend my time with some of that writing. But, you know, it's like, you know, I'm really not just every day's rainbow and sunshines. It's literally me just choosing a positive mindset and learning, you know, just healthy ways to wade through day to day. You have to take it in strides. If you take it in punches, it's going to hurt like hell every time you
right.
get hit.
I struggle if with you, that.
If you understand that it's boxing and you're in there to get hit and you have to just more or less learn how to exercise and be healthy and nutrition so that when you're in the ring, you're taking the hits, you're expecting them. And what happens is your mind actually gets in this place where you're literally thinking about your opponent, so to speak, and how to be prepared, you know, against those battles. And a lot of times
battling with yourself sometimes can be the hardest thing.
Absolutely. And a lot of times those opponents aren't necessarily a negative.
Right.
It's just a positive for our growth. So we may view it as a negative in a certain light, but as the growth comes behind, we really kind of understand, you know, hey, that was really for me, you know, just like some of the obstacles right. you've seen lately. You know, for me, and I'm sure you're very similar on how a lot of that works, as well as, you know, the viewers. It's we start getting hindsight. We start having the ability to at least at minimum look back and really kind of appreciate, okay, that was hell, but man, I'm really kind of glad that happened because, you know, a year later, look where I'm at, or 6 months later, you know, look what type of dad I am now versus where I was then, because I was more self-centered and self-focused, and I had to learn to be more focused on other things other than just myself. And that doesn't just work in one relationship. It usually transpires across the board.
Yeah, it's universal.
Yep. Yeah. It just creates that character, man.
Totally.
So you and Corey going fishing again or what? When I seen that video, dude, I said, are you and Corey going fishing again?
I don't know if you guys follow Corey Thompson was the first person who was ever like, yo, let's plug in some microphones and go live on Facebook and start a podcast.
Dude is hilarious.
I was in a real tough spot then too. Talk about overcoming obstacles. He ordered, you know, the microphone. What do you need, Pat? You know, I'll order you a microphone and let's buy the software. That was when we bought this Ecamm. And let's get this thing started because I want to have a chance to talk to people that I want to do business with and bring them some value.
Let's
so like people like Ty Lasseter, I met through the Roughneck to Real Estate podcast.
Nice.
All those Propelio guys I met through Corey Thompson. I just talked to Nick from Lead Mining today and he wants to do
Nicholas
a show.
Nick.
Yeah,
yep.
He wants to do a show, and he's Roughneck to Real Estate. So all these people that Pat Hilton has built this Acoustic Force Digital brand out of are all Roughneck to Real Estate people. That group is incredible.
He genuinely is. It's like you can see he's elevating, but he's open to helping others elevate at the same time. And it shows where his humility is. You know what I mean? And it really, and then I spent some time on a phone call with him recently and he's going to bring his ass to Nashville and we're going to do this Dunamis meetup. So we're going to integrate and do some stuff together, man. I really think that, I'm excited. I don't know. I can't speak for you or him, but I'm really excited for just where we're at right now.
Totally. And we were just talking about that too, is taking all these different personalities and all these different strengths and putting them together on a lineup and having our own events all over the country.
Let's crush it. You know I'm in, brother.
Music and songs and videos, and we can all be a part of each other's growth. And,
absolutely.
You know, not only does it, is there something that I can do to get you guys on these feeds and getting your message out to the marketplace, which is like so awesome for me because I get to witness it and be like a quote unquote co-host. Yeah. I mean, dude, because of Ty, I got to do a song with Vanilla Ice.
Sweet.
Like how incredible
is that? That's historic right there, brother.
That's amazing.
It is. Absolutely.
It's just like such an honor to even be able to say that I've literally done a song advertisement with Ice Baby Man.
we literally, we're living in a highly favored time, I believe. And,
it's incredible. You know,
just to have the opportunity to get our voice out here and you know, share some of that walk with folks and, hoping that it builds just a surrounding of badasses that just want to crush it, do well for their families. Brother, I'm all in. And,
it's just going to get so big. And it's, like we talked about, I mean, the last couple months, if you go back on Craig's page, there's a podcast show from, I want to say January when we were trying to get this thing started and we were both so busy. I was still in my bedroom in San Diego with the baby and all this kind of crazy stuff. And, we just kept the friendship through it all. And, here we are a few months later, really launching this thing on iTunes and Spotify and all this. And that's why we're not just going to start off with wins. If we started off with all this winning talk, I think it would take away from the fact that this has been a really hard test of our friendship just
absolutely.
To get this out. Because
absolutely.
The friendship comes first before the show.
Absolutely.
The friendship and the relationship comes before the MP3 files.
I just count myself grateful to walk alongside you guys, all of it. So, if there's anything, I'm here, brother. You know what I mean?
It's a beautiful thing. And I think that the online world, you can see too, because people, it's been a hard struggle for me out here in this area. And, we're going to announce it at some point, but I mean, I'm not staying, I'm leaving. And that's why I'm in the Wi-Fi cafe. Like, things didn't work out. It's no big deal. It's just business. We're grown-ass men. But, I'm moving on. I jumped in. I took some heavy shots, and it's just not the place for me. It's not where I want to grow my family. And so, we cut our losses and we move on. But here's the thing, dude. Bigger things on the horizon, because the people who have been there for me, for a long, long time, consistently showing up, consistently making sure that no matter what, there's going to be success in the future. And, here we are, we're still broadcasting.
We're just going to grow together. I mean?
It's a beautiful thing.
Hopefully help as many people as humanly possible. Cause there is a lot of, there's a lot of good things building, a lot of momentum. And, I want to share those as well. And we'll get into some of that. And, I'm just here to help you build, brother.
Hey,
you know
man,
what I mean?
I appreciate you being, a pivotal, factor in all of this, because it's like moving forward. I've got some big plans, and I always
absolutely.
Do. And there's a lot of big things that are on the horizon for everybody. Like I said, these events, it's already going real well with Corey, and it's I've been doing that stuff since I was in high school, doing live events, singing with my guitar and DJing with computers and all this kind of stuff. And none of those things really blew up for me, but that doesn't mean that the skills aren't extremely high in those
areas.
Sometimes you got to maneuver and find the right angles to deploy those from. And sometimes you pick one angle, you think it's the winning combination, and it's not.
Yeah, but you see hindsight.
And you're better off just admitting when you've lost, too. I think that's really hard for people, especially with relationships. Nothing to do with business, just personal relationships.
Yep.
People that get into toxic relationships, and they can't fucking get out because they don't want to admit that it's wrong. So they stay in it for the rest of their life, and they're miserable the rest of their life because they're not taking the action and taking the personal responsibility to say I fucked up.
Yep. That's what it takes, brother. We got to look in the mirror and know, you know, hey, I made a mistake here. How can I move correctly that actually takes everybody with me as well. So
that too. And how can I shift in a way that raises all the ships?
That's right. Rising tide raises all the waters, bro. Raises all the ships, brother. You know, you guys are going to love Nashville. I feel like there's a lot of movement in the same similar direction as far as people just wanting some authentic. And I'm not saying, you know, there's some models out there, but this is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be creative. We're going to have some fun music. That part alone is super exciting. I've got some, you know, hard money lenders, private lenders, you know, mortgage companies, flippers, just you name it, that are, you know, really good at what they do. They've been in the business. They've got some years behind them, and they're anxious and excited to come and share and be able to see others prosper as well. And it really be a mingle that's about the group. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, Corey, he's like, yeah, man, I need to come to Nashville anyways. And I know hopefully you're down. So we're going to make this happen, man. I'm just, like I said, I can't thank you enough. I know that this day gave us every reason to lay down, and we didn't. So,
totally.
You know, I commend you. And
it's awesome. We got to hold each other accountable. Like I said, I mean, even the developer who made the program we're using personally Skyped with me to make sure that our bugs were fixed so that we could do this show. Because I'm like, listen, dude, this is happening today. Like, you got to fix this for me. And here
we're going to do it.
Ecamm Live, baby. Ecamm.
We're gonna stream it on Facebook one way or another, buddy.
Totally. And I think that's important what you said. A lot of these events have changed. It's not just like rock and roll anymore or a rap show or anything. It's educating people on real lessons that can help them get better in the future, that can help them grow themselves. Because if you're not growing yourself, you're not growing your business.
If
you'd
I can help somebody,
the best salesperson in the world, but if people are seeing through you, or you're not authentic, or you're dishonest, you're going to lose in the long term. And
if I can help somebody not fall in those holes that I've fell in and spent months just to dig out, just to see, just level ground, then it's all worth it.
Totally.
It's all worth it. You know, I do preach about, you know, I'm pretty consistent with my message as far as the mistakes, and that's part of it. But that shit hurts sometimes, brother.
It does,
and
man.
It does mold you, and it creates, like, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't, not even close, without those pains, without those times with my head in my lap and thinking it's not going to be okay, or it's not going to work out, or crying, just trying to figure out if I'm going to lose my roof over my head for my girls. Or
dude, and I mean,
it's been a long road, brother.
Yeah, and there's been times where I've called you over the past few months in tears, hurting, dude. I mean, it's been hard, especially since I made the shift out of, like, playing at the bars for a living, singing with my guitar, into really trying to build a digital marketing business. And, I mean,
pressure,
there's always
going to
be...
Pressure makes the timing, brother.
Yeah, there's always going to be people that see, you know, something in that, and it's just like, eventually it's my journey. Eventually it's my thing, and I'm going to have to take the hits and make it work one person at a time. And it's like, that's the lesson here. There is no shortcut. I'm telling you guys out there, if there was a shortcut, I would have found it.
No, there's no shortcuts. It's all
if
hard work.
If you could
work
sit
and...
on the beach and do nothing and make millions of dollars, I would have figured that out. It doesn't
that's
exist.
Right. No, it doesn't. Well, and it's not very fulfilling in itself, because that's the thing. It's like after you fall in so many of those holes, it's actually fulfilling to, like, actually, you know, put a piece of board down so someone doesn't fall in it. It's not
right.
That's just as fulfilling as the monetary part of things, to so that you're stable, so that you're secure, things like that. That's always good and healthy, but there's so much more.
That's why we started it off with this conversation. It'd be really easy for us to just talk about, you know, all the big deals that you've done, or the big shows
right.
I've played, and this and that,
right.
and this many thousand people. And it's like, Well, guess what, man? I'm in the Wi-Fi cafe at my apartment complex, and we're doing the duties, because it's not, there's nothing pretty for me to show you right now, because I'm still in the grind. I'm still dealing with obstacles.
Yeah, that's right. And everybody,
you never really
is.
Make it.
Well, it's you just kind of you just master your craft. You know what I mean?
Right.
And but to me, it's so much more valuable, you know, on a big scale to share the whole process, not just, I mean, I could tell you some of the checks and or whatever, like you just said, but
right.
There's not a ton of value in that. You know, we're still digging. We're still pushing. We're still getting solid. We're still training for the next fight. And,
totally.
And you know, and to me, that's what I think I've learned is, at least, you know, something that's big on me now is knowing that I'm surrounded by people that are training for similar occasions. You know what I mean? Because that alone, it's motivation. It's a circle of pushing. Everybody's kind of got the same mentality. We all want similar results out of life. And that's such an important factor as an entrepreneur, just to know, you know, okay, I'm on the right process. Because when I can tell you about $180,000 screw up, you know, my partner over here can tell you about a $1 million problem. So,
yep.
You know, it just puts things in perspective so that we stay humble and we remember to all.
Right. And like, dude, I wonder how many deals you're good. Sometimes any of these things kind of catch
good.
Sometimes, any of these people that we talk about or that we watch speak, or anything. I mean, dude, those people of Eric Thomas or Gary Vee or any of those people, Gary Vee readily admits that he didn't invest in Uber like 3 or 4 different times.
Yeah.
And now they're one of the biggest companies on the planet. And he didn't invest in them. He's like, dude, the market kicked my ass on that one. Bad call.
Yep.
Plain and simple. He's very, very, very open about that.
Yep. Yeah. But one of the, to me, and that's just, you know, my opinion, but that's one of the important factors is he's surrounded also by guys that missed some of the calls, and they're still, you know, doing very well off. And I don't think he's hurting for financially at all, but
no,
I think it's just, that's what I mean by the character of the folks we're surrounded by. Cause he had gentle, you know, it's like, instead of saying, oh shit, I missed that, I'll just never even push again. He just kept staying persistent and kept moving. And now, you know, I'm sure he's in multiple investments that are doing very well in cash flow.
I'm sure he is.
And a lot of that is accredited to the people he's surrounded with that keep him just knowing where he's at. I mean, look how far you came. Just like you, you know, you've went through some things here recently, but, you know, you also need to know what you do for us and what service you provide and how valuable that is. And, you know, it's not just some random dude that we just wanted to show up. This is somebody of character that I was more than happy to want to work with and work alongside.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what, you know, that means to you, but let's rock it out, brother.
Yeah, man. And it's awesome. And I mean, our intro kills it. We could just play intro 10 times and people would get value out of
it.
We'd be
good to go. You did a great job on that, brother. I really appreciate your talents.
That's
awesome.
Your art. It's fun. I get to have fun doing it, and it gets to be something that, you know, brings some value to people. So what else do you want to go over, man? We were talking about overcoming obstacles. I don't know if there's new people who haven't watched since the beginning, but it's like this morning – we queued this thing up to go and Skype was like a disaster. There was some call recorder update that I needed to do to get this Ecamm Live software to work. And I swear by this Ecamm Live software. I've used it for a long time. It's really good. And hit up the developer, and the developer made sure that it was working for my show tonight. And that goes back to everything we're talking about is when things go wrong, or you got customers or clients or people depending on you, you know, how good are you in that moment?
That's right.
And that's
part
of the reason why we're live online tonight is because the people I rely on or you rely on or whatever else, it all worked because it needed to work, because it needed
That's
to
right.
be fixed. It needed to be done. The show needed to go on.
That's right.
So, you know, we sat here all day playing with it until it worked. And now we're live. This was literally the entire day
from 2 p.m. on.
Us, really.
Yeah, 2 p.m. on. It, you know, it's just part of it, brother. I don't know. I feel like we've done pretty well as far as touching base on what we want to talk about. And
absolutely,
you know, you're just continuing to hold me accountable. And, you know, this is just for anybody that cares. I mean, I'm stepping way out of my comfort zone. I mean, I'm all about, you know, somewhat of a open person and talking to folks and out in the crowd, whatever. But I mean, this is definitely still out of my realm of, you know, what I'm comfortable with.
On you as a,
yeah, you know, well, it's just,
I get it.
You want to be authentic and really speak on things that matter, that make a damn, you know what I mean? You don't want to just, I don't want to waste people's time. And, you know, I hold myself accountable for that. And, you know, I want to really actually help some folks and, you know, hopefully they help me. And that's usually how it works. Just like.
Totally. And that's part of the reason why we're doing this live is so that people can ask questions, so that people
that's right.
do have an open interactive forum to say, hey, listen, you know, I've dealt with this too. And it's,
yep.
these aren't just two guys that are talking about all the awesome shit that they've done or all the money they've made or all the this and that and all the, at the end of the day, it's like, we're doing this to put a real message out there that this isn't easy. Entrepreneurship is a fancy, cool word right now. It's very, very challenging.
Absolutely. You better be got your big boy pants on or your big girl pants on, because
right.
it's coming.
It is. And I was watching this thing about, you know, this too shall pass is this famous line. When you
that's
talk
right.
about overcoming obstacles, that's like one of those key cliche things. And it's true. Well,
but
guess
it's true.
What, dude? Happiness passes sometimes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, nobody's happy 100% of the time. If they are, then they must be like a professional clown that makes a lot of money or something.
That's right.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
We're human beings. We've got some very complex minds. And, you know, part of being a true long-term successful entrepreneur is mastering the emotions, mastering the mindset of what success looks like, first off, and understanding that full picture of it and not understanding that it's like this bullseye and you just hit and you're there. It's
right.
it's a growing process, and
yeah.
and you know, it's kind of each day you just step into those shoes and you just see what you got. You train like we talked about, and you just keep going and you learn and you keep like I said, what's really kept me in the game is my girls and my lady, but the children, you know, you see the growth for as a dad. Like as a dad, as a person, and things like that, you know? So anyway, it's just, there's some really big rewards for those sacrifices.
I totally agree.
If you're willing to continue that process, man.
Totally. Totally. Well,
let's crush it,
man. I love it. I think that's great shit.
Let's do Thursday at 2 p.m. And,
2 p.m. We're on. I'll have call recorder updated
if it needs
an update.
Yes, sir. Man, I really appreciate it, man. You know, hopefully people got some value out of this, and you know, we're just going to continue to grow. Give us some feedback, honest feedback.
Yeah.
I'm very open to that. You know, call me whatever name. Trust me, I've heard it. I've
and
been
shoot
there.
Shoot us a message if there's something that you heard that you want us to expand on or you want to talk
right.
about. If you want to hop on Skype and be on here with us, send us a message. I mean, this is an open forum. I mean,
absolutely.
We want you
absolutely.
To be a part of it. And if you walk away from this with something and you can take it and add it to your success platter, then
absolutely.
That's why we're here. Serve it up.
Absolutely. Help us spread the word, you know, like the page, like Pat's page, Acoustic Force, Pat Hilton Live, Instagram, Facebook, just, you know, help us grow. we're looking to just reach people, and you know, it helps us grow at the same time. Let's do it as a unit and see how far we can go with it. I appreciate everybody's time.
And to close it out, I'm gonna play the official Craig Jackson Show theme song.
Bless you, brother. Thank y'all.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.